Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. That's advisors.massmutual.com. And a huge tip of the cap, thank you as well, to friends of the program. That'd be Bob Lindsley, Daryl Abert, the Swan and Whitaker families. All right, so the NFL draft is coming up, and in it, the Buffalo Bills, you know, I had said a few weeks ago on some YouTube videos that the Bills needed to draft, just go wide receiver, you got to get, you know, a lot of mouths for Josh Allen to feed. I still would take a wide receiver at some point. But obviously what they did in the offseason so far has changed my tune a little bit for one reason. How many guys can you have catch the ball? You got to spread it around. You know that Stephon Diggs is going to complain at some point, right? You got a lot of problems there in terms of all these mouths to feed. I mean, you just do. So, you know, how do you work it? You right now you got Diggs and Kincaid and Knox, and you just bring in Curtis Samuel, who's going to probably be some slot, you know, do some slot work. So you got a lot of guys, man. You know, Shakir came on last year, had a great year. So, I mean, Kincaid, Knox, Diggs, Shakir, Samuel. I mean, you got a lot of guys here already, right? I mean, we don't know what some of the other players are going to do. So, you know, do you take one? Maybe you can get one, you know, sort of a little bit late. You get a value pick. I don't know. If you can't get one of the studs, well, I mean, you're not going to get the top probably three or four. They're going to be gone, long gone. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be gone. He'll be top four or five, easy. No more than top six, seven. Same goes for Roma Dunze and Malik Nabers, who are tremendous. And then from there, you know, I don't think that Adonai Mitchell's a fit out of Texas now because you brought in Curtis Samuel. If you can get one of the go-up-and-get-it guys like a Brian Thomas Jr., you know, one or Troy Franklin maybe, okay, great. But I don't know as if I spend a first rounder on that guy. I don't know if I want to do that. Do you trade out of the 28th spot in the first round and, you know, try to stockpile some picks now that Bean, you know, he's pissed off recently not getting that compensatory pick from Douglas, you know, the third rounder there. He said he got tricked on that one and they, you know, they probably would not have gotten Rasul Douglas if they had known that they, you know, weren't going to get that pick. I think it's good that they still did get Rasul Douglas. I think, you know, you cut Trey White. You're in a position to be able to, you know, really need a corner and all the rest. Fine. So where should the Bills go? You know, where should the Bills go with that first rounder? I said wide receiver. I've changed my tune because they did get Curtis Samuel. And they have in this draft, they have 11 picks, right? Do you bundle and move up? Do you move out of the 28th in the first round and get a couple extras, you know, get one in the third and maybe another late second? I don't know. But I'll tell you one position that they really got to go get just for even more and more and more depth is going to be some defensive tackle. I think they've got to go and grab, you know, a defensive tackle to, you know, round out the line. I mean, I think that's really one area of concern for the Bills. You know, I understand that they've gone out and looked at a lot of guys already. They also brought in an Austin Johnson who has some, you know, this is his third go-round playing football, teammates with DaQuan Jones, who apparently was, or DaQuan Jones, was a big recruiter in the matter in terms of, you know, getting him. They played at Penn State. They played in Tennessee as tight ends together. Now the third stint in Buffalo. So Austin Johnson goes in to play there as well. But you're probably looking at getting one more guy. You know, is it a three technique? Is it a one technique? You just probably need more players there. Ed Oliver, of course, defensive tackle depth. I would think that they're going to try to go get one more guy, you know, one more defensive tackle type of guy to throw into the rotation. They like to be deep. They like to throw players in for specific reps. McDermott and Bean are very tactical in terms of their approach of how to use players. And so I think that is an area. And so, you know, I don't know if that's at 28 or, I don't know if that's in the second round, depending on if you trade out. If they trade up, they're going to trade up to try to get a stud at some position, whether that's wide receiver, whether that is at D tackle, I'm not sure. But if you trade up, you know, it's to try to go get a game-breaking wide receiver, which, you know, again, they have a bunch of mouths to feed, led by Stephon Diggs, who's, again, a problem in terms of his bitching. You know, but if Harrison Jr., Neighbors, Odunze, they're going to be gone. So you could trade up and still not get those guys. So why trade up and waste that? Just wait until one of them comes to you. Because honestly, the Bills could do pretty well getting Brian Thomas Jr. or Troy Franklin somewhere later. I don't need one of these shifty guys, these slot guys, especially with Samuel signed by the Bills and Khalil Shakir making his way last year and taking a step up. Ladd McConkey is just another one of those guys, as is the kid Mitchell from Texas. The only one I would want is the style would be a go up and get it guy. You lost Gabe Davis at 6'3", 220. Go replace him with 6'3", 220. Go get a Franklin. Go get a Thomas Jr. But I ain't trading up to get those guys. Defensive tackle-wise, you might be able to just sit right there at 28 and get, you know, Jerzon Newton out of Illinois or Byron Murphy out of the second out of Texas. Those two guys are the lead guys. They're the head of the class. Newton is a disruptor. He's great against the run, instincts, hands, you know, big time locating of the ball, you know, gets off blocks, all that stuff, changes direction. He pushes the pocket. All of those things are there with this kid Newton. He's 6'2", 305, but he plays with unbelievable ferociousness, tenacity, and all the rest. Then you have Byron Murphy, who's about the same size, 6'1", 300, and he's a great run defender as well. Low center of gravity, you know, fights, holds his ground. Again, hands on the ball, everything that Newton is, Murphy is as well. If you're staying at 28 and you're looking at a receiver later, other positions later, maybe more safety help later, and you're looking at D-tackle, you're looking for another rotation type of a guy, somebody who really, really can stop the run and be a rotation piece with Daquan Jones and company, develop both into a 1 and a 3, however it works, playing on specified downs, you're going to go get Murphy or Newton. Period. End of discussion. They are clear-cut. Go get them, guys. No doubt about it. The ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And I'm going to come back and talk more about the other defensive tackles the Bills have a chance at in this draft on the ML Sports Platter. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GRE GM AT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
Hey, this is Linda Cohn from ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
Back with you, ML Sports Platter, brought to you by CH Insurance, in your corner every day, every way. Be sure to bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance. And listen, it's important to just look at your policy. What do you have? Are you getting overcharged and all the rest? Go with CH Insurance like I did a couple months ago. CHinsurance.cc, always in your corner every day, every way. So a couple of these other guys to look at. I mean, when you look at Braden Fisk, he's another one of these guys at Florida State, you know, in the ACC who just can really wreak havoc. He's not quite on the level as a Newton and a Murphy, but he's pretty darn good. You know, 6'4", 292. Great athlete, you know, for sure. You got Tavondre Sweat, another Texas kid. Chris Jenkins is a guy that the Bills really, really could get. And I think that as far as who's a round one talent, I don't even know if a lot of these guys are round one talents. The Bills would just take a guy at 28 to take him because, you know, it's the best on the board D tackle type of a thing, you know, fitting a need and all the rest. But listen, if you trade out of that spot and you just kind of some stockpile some stuff for down the road next year, year after, whatever, you can easily get a defensive tackle or two in the second, third round. It's not a great defensive tackle. It's not elite. It's not great. It's good. It's good to really good. A lot of solid in there. Just like with the kid Wingo from LSU and Dwayne Carter from Duke. You know, it's those kind of guys. Like, they're not overwhelmingly amazing, but they're solid. They're good. They can be, you know, plug and play guys until maybe you develop a little bit. You know, people have said that this kid, Michael Hall Jr. from Ohio State, is starting to jump up the boards as well. So I think the Bills at some point, even with bringing in Austin Johnson, even with having Daquan Jones and Oliver, et cetera, one text mostly, and then Oliver, like, you're going to have to bring in another D tackle. They still need more depth there. And I think eventually they will take them, one of these guys. My first choice is probably Byron Murphy, the second out of Texas, then Newton out of Illinois, and then probably Fisk out of Florida State, and then everybody else is, Jenkins out of Michigan, and then Fisk out of Florida State, and then probably Hall Jr. from Ohio State. Those are my top five. You know, I didn't see a ton of Texas football this year. I'm just kind of trusting what a lot of football people are saying about him, as well as, you know, late in the year, I saw more of Texas this year, but I didn't by any means like watch thousands of hours of tape on this dude. But you know, the Daniel Jeremiahs and other people who put their scouting list together and do, you know, 49,000 mock drafts a day. You know, whoever has time for that garbage. But Murphy really looks the part. Newton looks the part. The more you read, watch, listen, see, you know, break down, compare. I like both these guys, Murphy, Newton. I mean, Jenkins at Michigan. I saw a ton of Michigan this year for obvious reasons. I mean, they're the best team in football pretty much the entire year. I like him too. So, lot to like here for the Bills. Couple other stragglers too. I'll get into them next on the ML Sports Platter. Brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Get your financial future in order today with Brian Conboy. LinkedIn and Facebook and advisors.massmutual.com. Brian Conboy is the official financial advisor of the ML Sports Platter. More D-tackle talk, more Bills talk, NFL draft fast approaching. That's next on the MLSP. Platter back with you, brought to you by the Allen Angus Pub and Brewerton Ace Hardware. Of course, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter. So just a few more to kind of go on here. Again, the Bills have a lot of that, you know, 5, 6, 7 variety in terms of rounds, picks, etc. The kid Wingo from LSU, you know, again, there's a lot of SEC guys all over the place. So like you can almost by default, I always say it, like if you're late in rounds, you're like, oh man, who do we take? What do we need? Taking an SEC defensive player from a pedigree program, it's a great default button, right? Like, oh man, we're stuck. We're between four. Yeah, we need another D tackle. All right, let's just pick this kid Wingo from LSU, right? Let's just take a chance on Jaden, you know, Cremetti from Mississippi State, who I know nothing about, literally, right? It's just, he's an SEC kid, right? Clemson, same deal. Tyler Davis. They have a history of defensive linemen going to the NFL and having a really good career. They have a history of things. You can point to history, see what's happened in the past, and go, okay, maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll work. There's plenty of guys in this draft. Again, really solid to you know, really good, I think, you know, but it's not a problem whatsoever to just, if I'm Brandon Bean and trade out, you know, you're going to get some really good standout players in the second and third round of this NFL draft. And it all depends on priority. Are they going to set the D tackle a priority? Are they going to set another receiver as a priority? Are they going to go in another direction as a priority? It's all going to be about priority first, and then the picks will follow for these guys. But again, the top of the tier is Newton and Murphy. You know, I like them both a ton. You know, Jenkins right after that, I would say, in terms of Michael Hall Jr. Yep. And then you got, you know, Fisk from Florida State. Plenty of options, and we'll see where the Bills go. But I do think if it's, you know, either at 28 in the first round or the 28th overall in the second round, or even in the third, you know, the Bill, again, they'd have to get a third, but you get my point. Third, fourth, trading down, trading out, however it works. In the first two, three picks, I would expect a D tackle for the Buffalo Bills. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service. Log on today to bonnetsalesandservice.com. That's bonnetsalesandservice.com. Hey, when your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service. They are on Route 11 in Central Square. They've been servicing the Onondaga to Oswego County areas and everywhere in between, and the entire Central New York area for decades. They provide garage door installation and repair for residential and commercial clients, and BonnetSalesAndService.com is your website, and you can get a free estimate today. Bonnet Sales and Service, it's the official garage door of the ML Sports Platter, and thank you as well to Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, the Al and Angus Pub, Stumble and Monkey Brewing Company, and Camillus Golf Club. Go get your 2024 membership today to the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.